An experiment with world beat. This is tempo is 80 and we're doing 4 clicks per quarter note. Right? Like I said, it doesn't matter what the count is as long as there's some kind of count and you have to keep your spot. Here we go. And it might be too slow, so but we'll try it. Like 1, 2, 3, 4. So first note B open. So 3, 4. How did that work out for you? Is that actually I should record this part too. We're gonna do world beat in the Hal Leonard page 9, and we're just gonna warm up by naming the note and then playing it. So the very first note is a B, and how do you play it? Second string open. Next note is a C. That's right, and you play it by first finger, second string, and then third note is D, third finger. Good. Fourth note. What's the name of that? Let me ask you this. Is it on space or a line? Mm. It's on a line. And what's our sentence for a line? Do you remember the every good boy thing? It's every good boy does fine. Right? Which means first line is E, second line is G. What's the third line? Every good. It would be B. And then what's after? So repeat the sentence back to me. Every good boy does fine. Yeah, so when the note is on the very first line, it's an E. Right? That's every. If it's on the second line, it's a what? G. It's a G, like every good boy does fine. Every good boy does fine, right? So if it's on the very first line, it's an E, every. If it's on the second line, it's a what? G. Third line is a what? No, every good, and what's next? B. Yeah, B. And then every good boy, and then what's next? Does, that's right. And then lastly, every good boy does fine. You got it. In this case, is it on the first, second, third, fourth, or fifth line? It's all the way at the top, right? And there's 5 lines. So it's at the fifth line, right? So that would be a what? Every good boy does or fine? F. You got it, F. That's right. And then F is first finger. Good. That's how you do it. So you'll learn that. You'll keep repeating face rhymes with space, and every good boy does fine rhymes with line. You know, everyone has to, you know, keep repeating it over and over when they first learn. So you're doing fine. Now we're back to a note we saw already. It's on the fourth line, isn't it? Right? So is it every good boy does or fine? Is it on the fourth line, right? So is it every good boy does or fine?
D.
D, that's right. And so how do you play D? That's right. Good. And then, and we've actually seen that note just right here. We just played D 2 notes ago. Now we're going down from D. You can also use the letters in relation to each other. So if you're going down from D, it's the letter before D in the English alphabet. So what's the letter right before D?
C.
That's right. But don't just take my word for it. Do the face thing. You know, in the spaces is F-A-C-E. Face rhymes with space. And you only got 4 spaces. So is this note on the first, second, third, or fourth space? Let's count. That's the first space right there, right? And then second, and then third. Is that where C is? So it's third, right? So is that F, A, C, or E?
C.
That's right. And you knew it was C because it was right down from D and you did your backwards alphabet thing. Both ways of thinking will work. I'm just giving you more than one way to think, okay? Does that make sense? All right, good. And then last but not least, line or space for this... second bar, third note.
Line.
And you tell me what the letter is.
B.
What is it?
B.
Awesome job. And how do you play it? B. That's right. Exactly. All right, well, let's try it. So, since 60 was too fast, we'll do 40. And this is 4 clicks per note. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Actually, let me just adjust one thing. Okay, 1, 2, 3. The next note, here it comes. 4, 2, 3. Always be looking ahead. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Now that note's a half note, so it gets another 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, and another one. 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. And that's a D. 2, 3, 4. Here comes C. 2, 3, 4. 3, 4. So while you're waiting, you'll look ahead. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3. Look ahead and get ready. 2, 3, 4. 2. Immediately you should start looking ahead. 4. B, 4, and that one goes twice, doing good, 3, 4, and then a whole nother count, well that's a whole nother count because it's a half note, so here we go on the next beat, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, immediately start looking ahead, 3, 4, play that note, your eyes are immediately on the next note. 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4. Here comes C, and last note, 3, 4. Awesome job. So you just read, for the first time this tune, or maybe any tune, I don't know, at solid tempo without losing your spot and playing it all the way through at a solid tempo. Like I've been saying, it's harder to get on the scoreboard at all than to get it from, the car from 2 miles an hour to 100 miles an hour, once you got the car started, the rest is easy. You just push that gas pedal, right? So, but to design the car and rig up all the wires and whatever else that happens, go and get gas and get tires and get a driver who knows how to drive, whatever, right? Windshield wipers, the whole works, headlights, an inspection, license plate, blah, blah, blah. You know, once that car's on the road, it doesn't matter. You can get from 2 to 100 easy. So congratulations. So we did basically tempo of 40, 4 clicks per note. And so if you divide 40 by 4, because it's 4 clicks per note, your tempo is 10 beats a minute. So you put today's date, and then you put 10 BPM equals 10. Have I told you about that before? BPM means beats per minute.
That's not our book, though.
What's that?
I'm just saying that's not our book.
Oh. Stick with the 10 when you go home, and make sure you can play it that slow, or that fast, that is, and you know, see if you can get up to 15 or whatever. And the reason I did multiple clicks per note is because my metronome doesn't go down to 10. It only goes down to 40, you know. So you have to do a little math in order to do it. I guess if you're at 15, you have to do 15 times 4, which is 60, you know. So does that make sense? So that's very good. We don't care what the tempo is, as long as it's something.